gentlemen, it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
him go up. Maga maga mia. I come out of here. Watuzi. Ayamagaha.
indeed wild back in the States.
Ungawa.
Practicing that echo over the week, huh, Hal?
I've been practicing, throwing my voice, yeah. Yeah. Watch this. Pretty good, huh?
Some of the neighbors like that.
WFMU, East Orange. We do chicken right. That was Rex Garvin in Strange Happenings. We heard the Volunteers with King Bee, Bob Calloway and Native, the Blue Echoes with Tiger Tank, and we opened up with Big Walter and the Thunderbirds and Watusi 3. So now that's Nelson Mandela who will be in town this week.
It's a great day parade, eh?
Yeah. What do we got for you today? Oh.
Tons of fun.
Yeah, I got a list of it, actually.
We got Guad here for one.
We got the Dinosaur, the Hazel Motes of the Lower East Side. Miss Sally, Hound's little helper. And the Guad is back. Long time no see, Guad.
Guad, how about it?
The human foghorn.
Flesh and blood.
All right, what do we have today? We have a Soul Caboose and a Hillbilly Hangover and a Vom set featuring some brand new material from Roscoe's Gang and Untamed
Youth. This is all Eric Clapton Vom set?
No, this is the anti-Eric Clapton Vom set. We have tickets to give away for Chuck Berry and the Del Lords at the Ritz and also Untamed Youth and Ben Vaughn combo at Maxwell's. Those are both for next Friday. And
the Del Lords are playing with Chuck Berry?
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Are they
going to be his backup band?
No.
Too bad.
They're opening. And we have...
Too bad for who?
We have a set up. We got a set of BIP music.
Excuse me?
BIP.
Could you explain?
We'll get to it.
All right. That's a mystery.
Because, like these rock awards, they have their version of history, and the Hound has his. Mine's right. Theirs is wrong. And, of course,
we got that straightened out.
You bet. And we got news for morons and piles and piles of old 45s. And that's it.
Are they CDs? You must have
Yeah, look at
CDs.
This. Check this out. The first thing Quine was ever on.
Oh, the CD of
Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Yeah.
Wow.
We'll get to that in the Vom set.
We'll be playing that in its entirety.
Yeah, twice at least. And we'll be hearing something from that. And, okay, let's just blast off with Sleepy LaBeef.
Yeah. Yeah, Slim, you've been gone. I've been crying all night long. It was you, but not of me that left. It went away from somebody else. Oh, I'm both of you, and I just can't find a way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Get out your silk and satin, 'cause that old gingham dress won't do.
Yes,
time to rock it, everybody'll have the eye on you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you wanna rock, baby?
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 Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Cat comes on like Godzilla.
I'm going home. Yes, I'm going home. Spend the rest of my life, man with my wife. Ain't roaming no more with Rose and Joe. Don't drink no more. Gonna pay my dough. Ain't ballin' no more. We'll marry Joe. rest of my life. Man with my wife. No, no, I ain't gonna do it. 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 No, no, I ain't gonna do it.
Back in the jungle.
Town here. WFMU East Orange.
I wonder where that tattoo is.
On Betty Lou.
I know.
Where?
Where's Betty Lou?
I don't know.
What did Char tell me? She saw she went to one of these tattoo shows and saw a woman having a lactating cow tattooed on her breast.
That's original.
Yeah. It's kind of a inverted joke, too, I guess. Anyway, that was The Creep. Betty Lou Got a New Tattoo. We heard The Pelicans, Ain't Gonna Do It. Jimmy D with Henrietta. Piano Red with Rock Me. And Sleepy LaBeef tore up. Great fake ending. Pre-personality crisis fake ending.
The Sleepster. Sleepmeister. Yeah. He's coming to town, right?
He came and went.
Oh, he's on. Did anyone?
Friday before last.
Anyone go see him that you...
Well, I think The Vacant Lot saw him. They were opening.
And any reports on how he was?
I said it was good. Todd said it was a low attendance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not too,
too bad.
We got some news here.
That's good.
Check this out.
The good and the bad.
Handicapped man hurt as prank goes sour. This is up in Buffalo. A mentally disabled man was seriously injured when pranksters paid him a few dollars to do push-ups in the middle of a street and a car struck him.
Oh, God.
I know, we need a laugh track on this show.
Brain damage, too?
The Erie County District Attorney's Office yesterday was determining whether it could file charges against the pranksters, said Sheriff Thomas F. Higgins, an uncle of the victim.
Small town.
Yeah, the victim suffered two broken legs, a collapsed lung, serious head injuries, and a possibly ruptured spleen, said
Poor
his mother.
Poor guy, trying to make a few bucks.
Yeah, doing push-ups in the middle of the street.
How old was this guy, does it say?
29.
Wow.
29 years old. Well.
And a rocket scientist?
Not a rocket scientist. And look, people in Buffalo, they do not have a good time. Those
Sally got something here from, where is this from?
Yeah, speaking of buffaloes, I got some animal stories.
From the animal desk.
A 127-pound orangutan escaped from its cage by unscrewing four large bolts. Smarter than the handicapped guy.
Got tired of jerking off.
Orangutans, yeah, that's what they like to do. They like to fling turds and play with themselves.
Let's see, visitors screamed.
Where was this?
In Kansas City at the Great Ape House.
Mm.
Visitors screamed, but no one was hurt during the animal's brief dash. She was out for 20 minutes, the first time she's been out since 1983.
I heard they were going to rename it the Excellent Ape House.
You've got all these women pushing kids in strollers trying to get out of there. It was kind of funny. This is a lady that had two kids and obviously a sense of humor. But the orangutan, they tranquilized her and put her back. She just unscrewed the bolts and pushed the glass away.
Wow. Hey, speaking of brain damage pranks.
Love that.
Pranks against the brain damage.
Large field you're talking about.
Well,
there.
And all of our friends do.
Well, we can all rest safe. Vice President Dan Quayle, who was struck on the
assassination attempt.
Right, he was struck on the head this week by some rolled up papers hurled by a man from the Virgin Islands, but he's okay, folks. The guy shouted, "I have some documents," and proceeded to beam him in the head. A little. He gets
no. Caveman in a spaceship award for the week.
Maybe.
At least the week.
Yeah, well, I think we have a couple
award?
Other.
It's been a pretty hot and heavy week.
I'd kind of like to give it to the dog. We'll get to that one later. Anyway, he was getting into the car. He looked up in the papers, beamed him in the head, according to one CIA Secret Service agent. Good thing it hit him in the head. Nothing they can hurt up there. He asked not to be identified.
And wouldn't take off his sunglasses.
We have things
he fears for his life.
Some announcements. What do you say?
That's section of the ballpark.
Bill Brooch called and recommends this band is playing tonight, the Uptown Rhythm Kings, featuring Derek Houston, our sax-playing pal.
Oh, yeah. Where are they at?
And Bruce said this was a really terrible place, but they're still worth seeing. Manny's Car Wash. It's on 3rd Avenue between 87th and 88th Street in Manhattan.
Nice
then
neighborhood.
There's Chuck Berry and the Delores, which is at the Ritz next Friday. At Maxwell's next Friday, Ben Vaughn and Untamed Youth. We have tickets for both of those to give away. Let's see, then there's this thing, when is this? The June 30th, Arlene Smith and the Chantels at Biazzi's Ballroom. For information, call 201-746-8653. And next Saturday, we don't think we're going to be here next Saturday, but next Saturday night, so I'll tell you now, there's a benefit for Ognier. If you didn't know, is in a world of trouble, and you should go out to Maxwell's, the A-Bones, and, Winter Hours, and, the Creeping Pumpkins, and others will be playing, and that's next Saturday
Ognier
night
Defense
at Maxwell's.
Fund.
The Ognier Defense Fund. Og is looking at a long prison stretch, folks.
Free Og t-shirts.
Yeah, free the Ogster. And, I don't know, let me see. Was there
What
are you gonna do for fun, Den?
I actually got to go back to work tomorrow with my injured hands.
Umar Bey.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah, my hands are taking a beating too. By the way, the person who stole my bag last night from the bar on Avenue A.
Ooh, yeah.
Hope your dog dies.
At least.
I hope the dog you have sex with gives you AIDS.
I don't, I mean, not just like my bag and my rain gear and my tear gas squirter and my tools, but my bag of pot for the weekend.
And your sunglasses?
My sun, my shades.
All the essentials.
The essentials, tear gas, shades, marijuana.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
How am I going to get through the weekend? I don't know. I don't know. What is going on here? Joe Ely, for those of you who like their country singers on the cutesy side, that Thursday at the Lone Star. I don't know. There ain't much that I can see but that I can really recommend. Oh, listen, Jonathan had this cool thing that he handed me, but this is a while. This isn't... When is this? Oh, this is June 20th and 21st, Wednesday and Thursday. Leon Thomas meets Pee Wee Ellis Assembly. It's the JBs, James Brown's band, featuring Maceo and Fred Wesley at SOBs.
Mmm, that could be good.
Could be. Yeah, like, actually.
JB's still in the halfway house? Is that his story at this point?
Yeah, he's on some work release program from the Slammer.
He has to show up at nights and on weekends, that sort of deal.
Mmm.
Singing against drugs around town.
Yeah. Boy, he did more time than anybody in the Mylai massacre. Did you know that?
That's something to think about.
Yeah. See, he would have been better off rather than trying to outrun that some, state troopers was to line up a bunch of people in a hole and blow holes in them with an automatic weapon.
Wow.
The kind of thing the court system smiles upon.
Yeah, the court system this week has really been something, too.
Ooh.
Boy. Ooh, with
Ooh.
All the more about that, I guess, down
yeah.
the line. We've been kind of blabbing
Ooh.
For a while.
Should we do our two live crew festival?
Yeah, I couldn't find it. I was looking for a copy in the station
there. I think they hit them.
I think so. Did they have? I wanted to look at the lyric sheet to see
Somebody
what exactly.
Said, hey, hey, hey. Remember when I sang it for the lesbian squat benefit?
I do remember that.
Still? Didn't go over well then, and it's not going over well with the courts.
Unforgettable musical moments in my life.
Yeah. All right, let's get on to Soul Caboose. We got mostly request Soul Caboose today. With open up with the 5 new tones.
Shotgun wedding, and oh yeah. yes I have. For you, me, the baby makes three. Shotgun, 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 shotgun wedding. And oh, oh yeah. Will you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? Shotgun,
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 shotgun
wedding,
shotgun.
Somebody please come rescue me. And oh yeah, Lord, 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 shotgun.
Girl is the girl. He said, Daddy, I'm I'm absolutely positive that my girl is pearl. I say, well, all right, son, if that's your girl, then go on out and on the floor and do the pearl.
Pearl, baby, pearl, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Bobby Bird, what's the word? Back from the Dead by request. That's an old request. That's like been on my list for about a month. Oh, we heard Andre Williams, Pearl Time. Sitting out after our pal Pearl, I guess. Bobby Brown. There's a new Andre Williams record out, but we can't play it. It's filthy. They'd arrest us. Yeah, Bobby Blue Bland, 36-22-36. Andre Williams produced that one, I believe. Roy C., Shotgun Wedding. And we open up with the Five Deutones and the Cool Bird. Anyway, let's get to the entertainment news desk, Denmark.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Okay.
Our own little version of
I guess
E.T.
Yeah, well, we got the International Rock Awards.
The big story of the week.
Yeah. What's up with that? Who decides these things?
Well,
Don't ask me.
I watched it with
Who Alice, are these dinks?
Alice and I were watching some of it, and that was our question exactly.
It's like...
Well, finally at the end...
We'll get Paul Schaefer, and we'll get some... we'll give Eric Clapton an award.
Well, at the end, they had, like, 30 seconds of print going really fast to, like, explain how... You know, this committee selected these people who then selected these people who then voted.
Who blew who?
Yeah, exactly.
Throw a third world band in there? That's good measure.
No, this was really like the classic rock awards.
Oh, really?
It was definitely no world beating to be seen. So who got awards? What is this thing?
Billy Joel, a.k.a.
Roy Cohen guy.
God,
yeah,
but
then Sam Kinison hosting the thing.
He was good, actually. I like Sam.
He's an obese piece of crap.
Oh, really?
He's so unfunny. I heard him on Howard Stern. He was bitching about MTV playing too much rap music and not enough of his swell video. Well, Buster Poindexter has a little quote here in the paper. My pal, I love the international rock scene, said a beaming Buster Poindexter. It's my life, except unfortunately, he can't get a gig out of New York. I wish they would put him somewhere else. Well, Elton John and Sam Kinison, how about a naked mud wrestling match between two fat guys?
Yeah, Elton, what's the point of that? Little boy baseball cap on.
What is with this Eric Clapton getting a Living Legend Award? Huh?
Well, he's living. As Keith Richards said in his presentation,
he's living.
He's
a
legend,
alive. They gave it to Keith Richards, they gave it to Eric Clapton. I guess the next one has to go to Paul Schaefer. No doubt about it. Or Paul Simon.
Steven Tyler. Aerosmith did good this year.
Well, they're the fashionable, like, roots rock band of the year.
They beat out the Stones, so they're saying they do the Stones better than the Stones do. And
Aerosmith said that?
No. The awards kind of say that.
Ooh.
And
not as good as Guns N' Roses do it?
Well, Steven Tyler beat out the Mixer for Vocalist of the Year.
What a voice.
So what they're saying is he does Mick Jagger better than Mick does it these days, I guess.
That's not saying much.
Wow.
He gets the award for most scarves around the mic stand. Aerosmith.
Who else won awards?
Did Skid Row win an award?
They might have won the new band of the year award.
Roscoe, he didn't even get nominated, huh?
Our
guy in the rock world.
No, but that Dave Stewart guy he must have seen Roscoe somewhere along the line and did like a, you know, black leather jacket and Roscoe hair.
Dave Stewart, who is that now?
The Eurythmics guy.
Oh, right, he's offensive, isn't he? Ooh, these people. Why didn't anybody bomb the Armory?
And actually, he was the only guy...
I mean, you people out there who stalk celebrities, have you no imagination?
He was the only guy who played... You didn't watch any of this, right?
No.
The whole big with Clapton, like Clapton leads off and then they do this big jam, but... You couldn't hear the guitars. The guitars were mixed like way down.
Man.
The only guitar you ever heard really was
Paul Schaefer. He's got an in with the sound man.
I guess so. I mean,
he always has to be mic'd above everybody else.
Even Clapton, you're just like his guitar was buried. It was weird.
Yeah. Well, whoever it is that selects these Living Legend Awards is definitely people who never heard a Don and Dewey record.
It's industry.
We're gonna have our version of the awards someday. We get a sponsor. We got some obituaries.
Squad has a story for us, too.
Oh, yeah, why don't you do that while I find my obit?
All right, I'll do one. This is...
From the Italian Entertainment.
From the Italian Entertainment Desk. Prick up your ears, conspicuous consumers. Frank Sinatra spelled his name backwards and has put it, along with a very youthful picture of himself, on jars of spaghetti sauce. Last week, the sauce made by Artemis... Foods
is Frank.
Hit the shelves in California and will work its way eastward by October. The sauce idea was concocted.
We're going to hold the country sideways and let it drip across like an avalanche. Wow.
Yeah.
So it's Frank Sinatra spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, all Frank's friends, the idea was concocted by some of Frank's friends. They don't say who. One, though.
No, Joey Bishop, no doubt.
Former Mouseketeer Annette Funicello, who will be promoting the project, is one of them.
Excellent.
Mr. Sinatra, 74 years old, liked the notion because he apparently is proud of being a good cook. But Sinatra sauces come in three flavors: marinara, marinara with mushrooms, and tomato basil with Parmesan. A 25-ounce jar costs about $2.50 in California. Joel Whitfield, Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Artanis International. That's Sinatra
that's
backwards.
Artanis or Artanese?
Artanese, maybe, yeah. Think Sinatra's name can compete with Paul Newman's, whose sauces gross about $30 million. And here's the clincher. Unlike Mr. Newman, Mr. Sinatra is not donating his profits to charity.
No way.
No way, man.
No way.
Gambling debts all
Why
the way.
Why spell the name backwards? That's I don't quite get that.
I don't get it either. It doesn't even look
what
Italian.
Is it
looks
his,
Greek.
Like, picture backwards or something, too?
No, just young. Just young.
A young Frank.
Mm. They should have a little commercial with Mama Will Bark as the theme music. Remember that?
No, Mama Will Bark.
Mama, it's a song that, remember, well, you probably don't remember this, either do I actually firsthand before I was
okay,
born,
okay,
but, you know, the story is, he was really, before he signed with Capitol Records, he was really down on his luck, and Mitch Miller was having him record these really bad songs. He was on Columbia, and he always blamed Mitch Miller with trying to ruin his career by having him record the song Mama Will Bark. It's about two little dogs trying to flirt.
That's right.
And
legs were broken.
And there's and Frank barks and yips on the thing.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yeah, it's a good one to yell for if you ever go see Frank. If you want to have, like, you know, four big Guidos carry you out and deposit
what
you in the dumpster.
Like
1950.
50, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the obits.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Bader's a very goofy new star in the heaven, but a very nice guy and certainly a punk rock original and the scrawniest, ugliest little guy. He always had the best looking girlfriends in town when he was living in New York. Anyway, Steve Bader's, age 40, lead singer for the Dead Boys, died in Paris Monday after being struck by an automobile. He was 40 years old. Evidently, he got hit by a car, got up and went home and died from the concussion. He was also in a couple of movies, Mike Nesmith's Tape Heads, and he was great in Polyester as the you know, punk rock boyfriend of the daughter.
I missed that. Smell-o-vision?
Smell-o-vision?
Wasn't that Polyester?
That was the one. That was the one in Odorama, right?
Odorama, right. Wow.
And for you gals, a moment of silence for Sal. You got your obit there. This is a real drag.
Frederick of Hollywood died. And
yeah.
We have to, they're recalling all the lingerie in the nation.
Really?
Just send it all to me.
A moment of silence. Girls, wear your black brassieres for Fredericks today.
Yes, he was 76. He was born on the Lower East Side of New York City and got his start at age 14 when he lied about his age to get a clerical job at an intimate apparel firm where he learned the art of mail order merchandising.
He had his vision early in life.
You bet. What a guy. Now, there's somebody who came and left his mark on the world, made the world a better place than he came into it.
That's right. I was in the Frederick of Hollywood's not that long ago, and I think maybe Frederick wasn't doing it anymore because they just didn't have enough good stuff, like no feathers.
No feathers.
Yeah, nothing really.
The crotchless panties weren't quite up to snuff.
Yeah, it was pretty normal stuff. I was really surprised because I went there just to find something really good.
Wow.
But anyway, maybe it's better now. I don't know. But now that Fred's dead, Who knows?
That's what I said.
Maybe it's because of this, Sally. Because when he opened Frederick's on Fifth Avenue in New York, he was selling products that his World War II army buddies told him their girlfriends would like.
Well, yeah, maybe, you know, whoever was telling him in 1985 wasn't too hot.
Much how Russ Meyer got his start also. Anyway, we got this little set here out of lack of anything else, a set of BIP music. Because these people, like these rockaways, they're writing their version of the history of rock and roll, like Eric Clapton is some kind of living legend. That's because they never heard the good stuff.
To the guy's credit, he is truly embarrassed by the whole thing.
Eric Clapton, yeah, he's trying to plug his new record.
Yeah,
but you know, there was this movement of music sometime around like the late 50s. One of these guys, all these songs, BIP songs. I don't know. It was definitely better than the rock opera where, you know, synth pop
concept
or new
albums.
Wave or concept albums. Yeah, you know, BIP.
Triple album
set. WFMU, East Orange, your BIP headquarters.
I'm rock. Come on, baby, let's rock that clock. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, now, pimp, I'm bip. Bip, I'm down. Mama going out and dance downtown. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Whoa, whoa, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, let's talk a buck. Let's applejack. Come on, honey, let's rock the shack. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, ah, ah, ah. Bip, bip, I'm down. Mama going out and dance downtown. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock. Well, ow, ow, ow.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Bill Bam! Thank you, ma'am. This is tasting like candy jam. You can see what a fool I am when your lips meet mine. Bill Bam! Baby, let me have some fun. Won't you give now, cause here I come.
Choo-choo-ah.
Bip-bam. Thank you, ma'am. Woo! It's good like very damn. Make me cry like a baby lamb when you kiss me, honey. Bip-bam. When you make me feel so fine, I could almost lose my mind. Let me leave this world behind in your arms another time. Bill Bam, thank you, ma'am. Shuts me up just like a clam. Kicks me hard as a Texas ram, but it soothes me, baby. Bill Bam, when it comes to what you do, ain't nobody else but you. Lordy, where do you come from? You're a loving atom bum. Fine way to die.
Bip-bam.
Ooh, me, baby.
Bip-bam.
Drive me crazy.
Bip-bam.
I'm on fire when you kiss me, baby.
Bip-bam.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Bing, bang, boom, boom, kabam, boom. Bing, bang, bam, boom. Lean that pizza, go lean that hound. Hound barks, the billy goat jumps. Uncle Sam, right straddle that stump. Bing, bang, bam, boom. Bing, bang,
ring. I sparkled on my shoulder and a paper diamond ring. I went on down the avenue and then I laced my tie and then I buttoned my shoes. Bing, bang, bam, boom.
This is a hit!
Knocking at my back door.
like something from the Brookville Zoo. Running wild, tried to smile, but she fell out in a little while. Bam, 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 and then a boom, 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 knocking at my back door.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
So who needs Bob Dylan and his stupid poetry?
Hey, yeah.
We got the bip sound here. Not only that, we got the... Well, not only do we get through the history of bip, but we got a lot of requests out of the way that we're building up. The Eldorados, Bim Bam Boom. Mickey Hawks and the Night Raiders, Bip Bop Boom. Don and Dewey, Bim Bam. The Drifters, Bim Bam. Different song. Pretty Boy, also known as Don Covey. Bip Bop Bip 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 Bip.
Say all those titles in a row now?
You want me to do that? Listen to this. Bip bop bip bim bam bim bam bip bop bim bim bam bim.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
Excellent.
Wow.
Yet another adventure of Hound and Den's excellent adventure. Rock history, our way.
You know.
And so somebody's got my news file.
Oh, sorry.
I see it over there. There
I'll
it is.
I'll do a quick one to kill the space.
Okay.
It's a hound story.
Oh, no.
Oh, what did I do this time?
No, go ahead.
This one. Severed arms found by dog. A pair of severed forearms with handcuffs washed up on the shore of the Hudson River. That's nice to know, in Upper Manhattan yesterday. Police said the arms were found at about 10 a.m. by a dog at the Valray Marina at Dykeman Street and 10th Avenue.
So if
the dog like dragged him into the station house or something,
I don't know. But somebody out there is having a hard time scratching their knees, and you might want to head to the police lost and found.
Handcuffs.
We got a quick one on the war on drugs, featuring Will Bennett, the drug czar. If he's the drug czar, does that make us drug serfs? About what I want to know. Minnesota State Senator, a man after my own heart, Alan Speer, called William Bennett a real jerk following. The drug czar's speech in St. Paul. This was on March 21st.
About time.
Bennett, the director, blah, 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 blah. Okay, he's trying to get, making his appearance, trying to get the states, this particular state, Minnesota, to toughen their marijuana laws. Before the speech, one of Bennett's security...
So it's easier to get cocaine there.
Right. Before the speech, one of Bennett's security goons literally grabbed the state representative Claire Nelson by the collar and seat of his pants and tossed him out of the legislature's smoking lounge. Nelson was unaware that the room was reserved for Bennett, a longtime nicotine addict. Bennett, who claims to have quit cigarettes, is obviously lying. In his speech, Bennett favored harsher penalties for marijuana smokers, saying Minnesota's existing pot laws were too lenient and... He warned that marijuana growers from other states would soon descend on Minnesota if the laws were not amended. It's a dangerous drug, Bennett claimed. 60% or 70% of heavy marijuana users go on to cocaine and other things. It's bad news. This is the thing that's gotten us into this problem. You better do something about marijuana or you're going to be up to your knees in it. After the hearing, Bennett's comments, Speer, who is the chairman of the state's Judiciary Committee, told Minnesota Public Radio, "I think he's a real jerk. I don't know why he was given a forum here, really." He added that Bennett's approach was inconsistent with Minnesota's drug prohibition policies, which is supposed to be more concerned about cocaine than marijuana.
Right.
Right. Anyway, let's get our blues hangover in before the vibe report.
States' rights? God.
Oh, man, these people are insane. What about states' rights? They forced the 21-year-old drinking age, so there's so much for states. States' rights are only good if you want slavery, face it. You know, if you want to make laws... If you want to make laws that discriminate against black people, then they'll come up with states' rights. If you want to make any other kind of laws,
Broward
screwed.
County.
Yeah. Okay, yep. We got blues hangover. Yep. Mr. Lightning Hopkins, what do you say? How about
it? Yeah.
2, 3.
perform, you know exactly what to do. Whoa, baby, tell me what's wrong with you. Whoa, whoa, what's wrong with you? You're acting so funny now. Don't know what to do. Ah, baby, you're my little Cupid doll, oh, baby. Ah, ha, ha. My little Cupid doll, oh, baby. Yes, you're my little sugar now. God knows I don't mean maybe. Long time.
Recite for you the Republicans' 23rd Psalm. Nixon is my shepherd. I'm in want. He maketh me to lie down on park benches. He leadeth me beside still factories. He restores my doubts in the Republicans' party. He guided me to the path of unemployment for his party's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of soup kitchens, I'm still hungry. I do feel evil, for thou against me. Thou nunnest my income with taxes. So my expenses runneth over my income. Surely poverty and hard living shall follow me all the days of Republicans' administration. And I shall live in rent houses forever. 5,000 years ago, Moses said, pick up your shovel, mount your ass, and I shall lead you to the promised land. 5,000 years later, Franklin D. Roosevelt said, lay down your shovel, light up a candle, and set on your ass. As this is the promised land. But now with Nixon, he will take your shovel, sell your candle, kick your ass, and tell you there is no promised land. Thank you. Texas. That's where men are men and the sheep know it.
Well, I went a-walking downtown, wanted to see who was hanging around. And the first guy that I met wanted to bum a cigarette. Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. It ain't no joke, I really need a smoke, so give me a cigarette. Well, I waited for the down street when another guy chanced to me. He said, buddy, I'm flat broke. Won't you please give me a smoke? Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. Ain't no joke, I really need a smoke. So give me a cigarette. There was another guy named Joe. Came to my house and knocked on the door. Said, buddy, what do you need? He says, I gotta have a weed. Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. It ain't no joke, I really need a smoke. So give me a cigarette. I wish I knew the reason these guys continue to smoke. They won't buy their own, they won't roll their own, because they always broke, they always vomit cigarettes. Oh, cigarettes. It ain't no joke, they always keep me broke, I vomit my cigarettes.
Policemen had them all in a line, picked them up. And the morning, early in the morning, the police come by and had all the girls lined up. No woman passed by and seen the girl at the end of the line. She said, young lady, she said, what are they giving away? So the girl at the end of the line didn't want to let the old lady know her business. So she said, ma'am, they are giving away oranges. So the old lady fell at the tail end of the line and said, well, I belong in this line. The police picked all the girls up and got to the old lady with the hump in her back. The police said, no, lady, I don't think you belong here. She said, oh, yes, I knew. I know that I belong in this line. The policeman said, well, old lady, your teeth is out and your back is bent. Said, but since you belong in this line, just what could you do with them? She says, well, I can fuck them, can't I?
Want to be, and I'm not going to let you stay. Well, now you went around the corner, oh, now come back soon. Still gonna leave me, you just wait until noon. I'm high on top. Your merry way. Well, now you're back, don't want to leave me, and I'm not gonna let you stay. Thank you.
me, baby, no. Now, what's wrong with you? Don't treat me, darling, like you used to do. I'm high and lonesome. Be on your merry way. Your back door wants to leave me, and I'm not gonna let you stay.
It's been nice being with you. Hope you had some fun out of this. If anyone here in the audience has been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Hell, dear, that was today's blues hangover, if you didn't notice. That was Sonny Boy Williamson, Pontiac Blues. No jokes about Jesse Jackson's Secret Service handle, please. Jimmy Reed, High and Lonesome, Slim Harpo, Cigarette, Eddie Burns, Tavern Lounge, Boogie. That was the instrumental. And we opened up with Lightning Hopkins and My Little Cupid Doll.
No.
Anyway, got a little news story here. I like this one.
You got so?
Village Voice related. Everybody's least favorite liberal scandal rag, the Village Voice. Publisher Michael Ellerin circulated an internal memo at the Voice this week warning that no negative mention of liquor and tobacco industry or negative mention of the company itself should be published within the issue in which the company advertises.
Wait, liquor and tobacco industry are together now?
No, but, you know, one or the other, either or. They take out a lot of ads in magazines, you know?
Yeah.
Magazines and billboards in Harlem.
Yeah. And what do you got there, Denois?
Oh, well, it's a blues-related story here, Hound.
Ooh.
Since we just had a blues set. This chess thing in Chicago. Do you know about this?
That chess thing.
This chess thing.
They're making a landmark out of the original chess studios?
Exactement.
Is that the one on Michigan Ave?
2120, I believe, is the
right,
address.
As the Rolling Stones song went.
Yep.
See, that wasn't actually the original Chess studio. That was the later Chess studio, but what the hell.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, they're doing something
close,
anyway.
Close enough.
The Chicago... Well, anyway, I'm
Billy
sorry.
And Miriam are actually went out to that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're talking about Chicago. Leonard and Phil Chess, who were sons of Polish-Jewish immigrants, by the way.
For you Polacks.
So,
sock in a shoe, sock in a shoe. It's the way Den
know,
does it.
That's where rock and roll came from.
Poland. It's
Poland.
True. Not quite music. Something else.
Something else.
So what's it say there?
Let's see. It says a lot of stuff. The sound became world famous after two Southside nightclub owners, Leonard and Phil Chess, seeking to capture the live nightclub sound on the records. They had nightclubs in Chicago. Started a studio where they recorded struggling street musicians whom major labels had rejected. Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, and more than 100 other blues artists passed through the doors of Chess. Studio became an incubator for modern black music and a mecca for blues lovers.
Not to mention that great echo, which is a piece of sewer pipe with a microphone at the other end.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Chuck Berry.
Actually, Leonard Chess is really one of the all-time great guys for cursing out people in the studio. I think if I got together all the good bootlegs I have, we can hear.
So apparently,
we can't play them on the air, but you know, Little Walter and Leonard Chess and Sonny Boy Williamson and Leonard Chess had some really great.
Go at each other's screaming matches.
No, not really screaming mashing, just sort of like cursing matches.
That's even better. Well, apparently, a lot of good stuff was recorded there. Johnny B. Goode for one. to this. Tonight, a celebration commemorating the studio kicked off the annual Blues Festival in Chicago, precisely 26 years after the Rolling Stones visited the place and recorded the tracks that would become Satisfaction.
Hmm.
Goes on to say, blues lore has it, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards met at a London record store while looking for Chess records. So
well,
if it wasn't for Chess Records, you know, no Rolling Stones.
Well, we'll forgive him for that.
If it wasn't for
I just hate
my
when
brother
they,
Poles.
When they have an article like that, it's not enough that, like, Dale Hawkins and Howlin' and Wolf and many minor characters that you never heard of, like, you know, Bobby Tuggle and Jody Williams and people like that. It's not enough that they were great. They have to put in the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones got more space in that article than Muddy Waters.
Well, would you agree with this statement, Han?
No.
Without Chess Records,
no.
our conception of music would be very different. We would not have had rock and roll as we know it. We would have had a more difficult time moving away from the big band sound.
We would have?
I think
the big band sound, the big band sound was pretty dead by that point for a long time. I mean, it was just too expensive to keep big bands together. That's why that happened, but...
So
no, things would, yeah, everything would have been worse without Chess Records. They made lots
of
errors. Those guys would have showed up on other labels, I'm sure. I'm sure Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters and Little Walter weren't going to have a hard time finding a contract because they were great and everybody knew it. And they were big at the time, and, you know, and they were the biggest acts on their scene anyway.
Well,
Little Walter made records before he got to Chess. He, you know,
oh, yeah?
Sure, I mean, there are definitely, you know, they definitely got the best out of a lot of their people.
Well, right,
what
exactly.
The hell?
And they've had something going there.
Hey, screw those Polacks. They made billions of dollars.
Phil Chess said, I can't read a note, and neither could my brother, but it was the beat we knew we liked.
Well, there you go.
There you have it.
But how about their worthless kid, Marshall Chess?
Who is he? I don't know who he is.
He's like their worthless kid who shows up on like lots of... He shows up in that Rolling Stones movie, the title which we can't say on the air.
Oh.
Schlock Slucker Blues.
Yeah, oh yeah?
He's the one on the bed whining.
Any relation to Marshall Crenshaw? Speaking of in bed whining.
Poor relation.
They're married.
First names.
Roscoe, save us.
Well, we have
I
these two stories.
Roscoe's
wait,
what?
We have the turtle
road.
Story and the Marilyn Chambers story.
Let's do the, since we're talking about entertainment, let's do the Marilyn Chambers story, then
okay,
we'll go
Gwad,
into Bob.
Come on. Sing it, Gwad.
Gwad's
okay,
got the Marilyn
I will
Chambers
wait for
story.
Roscoe, Marilyn Chambers. When it comes to love scenes, Marilyn Chambers is an old pro.
You know it.
But that unnerved some of her less secure male co-stars.
Such as?
Now, they don't name names. Now that Chambers
Johnny
has
Wad.
Forsaken the hardcore porn industry for more
forsaken.
Mainstream fare, like the Marilyn Diaries, which debuts this weekend.
Really? On TV?
They don't say if it's cable, it just says debuts this weekend.
Wow.
She finds that some actors are intimidated by her cinematically documented sexual savvy. It's a drawback, says the star.
The ending of Beyond the Green Door, that's pretty impressive. We see that one?
No, I never saw that.
They got her in like a harness, and they got a guy where there's a hole, there's a guy, and even more. There's a whole bunch of them, and I'm sure it was a painful experience.
Yeah, but Marilyn says you want the guy to be relaxed, and he can hardly do his lines. Marilyn knows how to relax her leading man before they get horizontal for the cameras. I whisper sweet nothing, she said.
Yeah.
Troubles.
Actually, Char was working in some theater in Cleveland when the Marilyn Chambers got busted for prostitution a couple of years back. Yeah, supposedly she got some outrageous amount of money, like $3,000 for a trick. You know, for like an hour.
How long ago was this?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. Something like that. You guys are nowhere near the microphone. Anyway, so I guess she deserves to be on TV. I mean, if Tracy Lords is a movie star, I guess they can let the old timers at it. Anyway, so I guess Sko is en route to Philly, so maybe he'll call in, maybe he won't. But we got some new Roscoe material.
To take his place.
Yeah. This is the new Sko's band.
Power Gang.
Recorded in Missouri last week, doing the yet unreleased Neil Young tune "Cocaine Eyes." Check it out.
We'll be right back. one to cut your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
I'm your man.
Cars and girls, 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 cars and girls Bye.
keep it going for about a half an hour.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Anyway, it's today's VOM set, in case you didn't notice. The Dead Boys, well, Steve Bader's, not only did he not win a rock award, he got hit by a cab and died this week. Ain't it fun when you know you're going to die young? He didn't exactly die young, but he didn't die too old, 40. Counting backwards, the brand new from Untamed Youth, Cars and Girls, cover of a Dictator's tune. And speaking of the Dictators, we've been hearing Wild Kingdom, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom.
Manitoba over America.
All over Z-Rock. Yeah. Looks like they have a hit. Andy Chernoff of Wild Kingdom produced that Untamed Youth record. That'll be out pretty soon. We got tickets for Untamed Youth and Ben Vaughn to give away pretty soon. Richard Hell and the Voidoids. That's the bonus track off of the compact disc version of the Blank Generation LP. First record Quine ever played on. Little fella. It's been all downhill since there. And we open up with Roscoe, who missed the Vibe Report.
By a mile.
Cocaine eyes. He's headed to Philly for a gig.
Soon he won't miss these things reasons.
Let's get to our... Let's get to the Two Live Crew thing, and then we'll give away some tickets. Okay.
All right, can I run some things down? You got, like, the today's update, right?
Yeah, I got today. You can give them the background on this thing. It is like the Lenny Bruce of rap.
This is from the Times yesterday. Civil liberty experts and First Amendment lawyers expressed shock yesterday over a federal judge's finding in Florida that a rap album by the Miami-based group Two Live Crew was obscene under the Supreme Court's 1973 criterion of contemporary community standards. The finding came in a civil case brought by the album's maker, Skywalker Records, which had charged that Broward County Sheriff had violated the company's First Amendment rights by threatening criminal action against stores selling the LP, even though no court had ruled the album obscene. So the judge basically said that he upheld the complaint against the sheriff, telling him he shouldn't have acted, but said that it was okay because it was patently offensive to the community and lacked any serious artistic merit. This is a shocking decision. It should shock the conscience of every free-thinking adult in South Florida and across the United States, said Robin Blummer, executive director of the Florida Civil Liberties Union, which submitted friend of the court briefs in the case. On the 200th anniversary of the Bill of Rights, we in South Florida are celebrating by gouging the First Amendment. So Two Live Crew is going to perform down there. They're slated to perform, I guess, tonight in Hollywood, and they're going ahead with it. Their lawyer, the company lawyer, who's also like he's a law professor and a First Amendment expert, said the company would appeal Judge Gonzalez's decision and would argue that the album, which contains explicit references to sexual conduct and graphic descriptions of genitalia, was not obscene and had artistic merit. Here's a record that sold 1.7 million copies. Not everybody's buying it just for sex, Mr. Rogal said. It's got a terrific beat.
It does. The Hound says it has artistic merit.
It's the way...
I'm not a huge rap fan, but these guys definitely are great.
It's the way sex is discussed in the locker room and on the street. The major purchasers have been college...
And in crack houses, coast to coast.
Have been college kids. I think they like the music. I don't think they take the words seriously.
Yeah.
So the county sheriff, his statement was, it's an obscene record, you sell it, you're going to jail. And Hound, you take it from here.
Well, the latest is sheriff's deputies burst into a record shop in Fort Lauderdale yesterday, moments after an undercover detective bought a Two Live Crew LP and a tape. Before the detective even reached the door, six deputies rushed in and handcuffed Charles Freeman, who defiantly ordered 25 copies of the LP, as nasty as they want to be, and was doing a brisk business.
Way to go.
If convicted, he could be sentenced to 1 year in jail and fined $1,000. Now, wasn't all this Lenny, like Lenny Bruce and William Burroughs and all these guys out of Deke, they couldn't publish Lady Chatterley's Lover in America 20 years ago. Didn't we already go through all this crap? I mean, isn't this over with? And then we're going to bring this back up. What the hell is wrong with these people? It's just like, you know, burning the flag, the National Endowment for the Arts. Don't these people have better things to worry about? I mean, there's much bigger problems out there. Who cares? What's the worst thing that can happen? Besides, how about those of us who are not Christians, who don't think sex is dirty, who don't care, you know? Really? Jeez.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know, what's the worst thing that can happen? Some kid's going to go home and whack off? He's going to do it anyway.
Well, how do you...
Legal ID time. WFMU, East Orange.
You're from down there. I mean, Broward County.
Down there. Yeah,
what? You know,
it's got the highest
community standards. So maybe you can
community standards.
Fill us in.
Standards in a town where everybody walks around in a string bikini. You know, you can't sing about sex.
Well, it says here also in the 2-day trial, the judge heard
There's
the album.
There's a lot of morons down there. Let's put it that way.
He heard the album.
It's the bottom of the country. It's like a toilet. Everything slides down.
He took testimony from experts and was shown X-rated movies and magazines that were available for purchase in Broward County.
Yeah, I mean, they got porn stores and topless bars and
so what
prostitution, a very high murder rate,
what
lots
they,
of crime.
What do these guys say on this record? I can't even imagine.
Okay, you want to know exactly what's going on down there. Now, like most places, but especially in Florida, there's a lot of old people in Florida. It's a big retirement community. And
right.
These old people constitute a huge voting block.
True.
So every time somebody's running for sheriff, which is an elected office, they go out and they bust all the X-rated bookstores or they make some kind of stink like that. Listen, nobody down there, I mean, the biggest industry in town is cocaine. Guns are legal. It's got the highest per capita rate of murder, much higher than New York City's, one of the highest in the country, like always in the top five. I mean, you can get coke, guns, a boat to Cuba, anything you want down there.
But not a two-life crew record.
Not a two-life crew. It's just some idiot in the sheriff's department running for office who wants to get the old ladies out to vote.
I think we can name him Sheriff Nick Navarro.
Yeah, so, I mean,
what
are they going to do? Going to put these guys in jail for selling a record? Give me a... I mean, there's filthier records out there anyway. And what's the difference?
Apparently, under the state law,
sale
of obscene material to a minor. Oh, okay, as a felony. Oh, that's how it all started. With first, they went in with the minor thing, right? That was the original angle.
Like kids, don't say those words.
Yeah, right.
We
right.
can't say those words.
It's
insane. Anyway, we got some tickets to give away.
You have a question?
Yeah, we're gonna have. Name that rock star. We got
Eric Clapton.
We got a song queued up by a 70s. Okay, I'm gonna give you a few hints. It's a studio musician turned early 70s rock star. Give you another hint. Les Blank once made a movie about him that was never released. Okay, our phone number here, area code 201-678-7743.
You naming his instrument or not? No, you're not.
No.
Okay.
He played a couple. No, well, this geek is on the line already. I haven't even played. Let's take this guy in the line.
Maybe it's Roscoe.
No, he hung up. Okay. Wait till I play the record. Unless you're psychic. Okay, you got tickets for Chuck Berry at the New Ritz, 54th Street. That's next Friday night. Chuck Berry with the Del Lords. Roscoe and the Del Lords are opening up.
Go see it.
And if we get more than one winner, if you come in second or third, you can get tickets for Ben Vaughn and Untamed Youth over at Maxwell's next Friday. How's that sound?
Back
okay?
on the East Coast.
201-678-7743. Check it out.
Sun don't shine, the wind don't blow. I'll never see my baby no more. All right. Yeah, all right. But I love a little baby with all of my mind. But I look for here, I look for there, I look for my little baby everywhere. All right. All right. I love my little baby with all of my mind.
We have a wiener, but we got somebody else on the line. We can give them the Ben Vaughn tickets if they have the correct answer, but we'll tell you in a second. What's your guess?
Leon Russell.
You got it, but we already had a winner. You want the Ben Vaughn tickets?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we'll put you on hold, and you can go to the Ben Vaughn thing.
Great, thanks.
Okay. Okay, so that was it. It was Leon Russell, a.k.a. Russell Bridges, and that was recorded at Chess Records, where it was never released. Okay, what am I doing here? Okay, we got some more queued up. Arlie Neville, how's that? And we'll get this guy's name on, who's on hold.
I'm on a hold, I'm right here.
Oh, he's there.
Long time ago, there was a blob called Art. He tried to dance, but he was a slob. He held him up a hole in the middle of a rock. There he invented the brick store slop. He was slop. Yeah, slop. He rambled all around with his hands on the ground, pick them up, putting them down. Now, I was kind of sloppy, but he sure could go. You should have seen him do the rock and roll. It was a flop. Yeah, yeah, slop. They rolled right up to the dance house door, riding his faithful dinosaur. He busted right into our record hop. We heard him say when he came to a stop, which means a slop. Yeah, yeah, slop. Crazy, man, crazy. Now, Art's not with us anymore. He's gone where all the good sloppers go. We heard him say when he got the pearly gates, which means I can't wait to do the slop. Yeah, yeah, slop. Yeah. A blob called out,
Waldo, go on,
go now,
go on, 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 go on.
Phasteris? Well, Phasterises are everywhere and come in all shapes and sizes. Big as a Grendel, tiny as a Sussman, and sometimes just middle sized, like premises nibbling on the tees. You find them on race rundles just before the sun goes down, or on the wayside in the rain when the single thingle makes its rounds. In crowded wrinkle turns in the wee hours of the morning, when no one feels very energetic and the man at the piano plays songs you haven't heard since Septumulence. Viserys is like pretty girls named Ingeborg with silver shoefers in their hair and banjo strings, moonlight gallops to the off and on. Yeah, they laugh a lot and send funny picture postcards in the Gelfening and play canasta with the rodenstocks when the weather's bad. And sometimes Fisteris is sad and sit and mope about the Limrocks and the snurds they loved and lost, or cry big teedle-doodles and sob until you'd think their hearts would break into a million tiny grevices. Viserys's dislike, Alpenstorms with yellow teeth who step on people's feet in crowded subways, and all wet newspapers with pictures of the winning turtle blurred, and artichokes for breakfast when the bumbleburger's gone. Viserys's are laughter when the Rimron's slightly off the Zelf, and tears when Shiring Bendel's sad and comes around no more. And music to your ears trancing dwindled down so you hear the dialings dropping one by one.
Mr. Landlord! Mr. Landlord!
What's the matter?
cynical people and those who've lost their faith in things they never see may curl their lips and call Fisterises a useless lot and hardly worth them mentioning. I say to my Fisteris, I'll get off when the shit's later in there because she'll get this best of it. Well, now you know how I feel about Fisterises. But if you're confused, it's your own fault, you know. Because,
I found me the sweetest lover. And she looked so fine. Found a brown-eyed dream girl. And she said she's mine. Oh, mine. And when I'm with her, that's when I whisper.
Oh, baby. Shake me up. Shake me up.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Is the Hound. That was Andy Anderson and the Dawnbreakers. You Shake Me Up. Oh, we heard Tiny Lewis, Too Much Rockin'. The Sabres with Spider Walk. Joe and Ann with G Baby. Arlie Neville, Boppin' Bug. And that's that. Oh, boy. So, did I tell you that we got a winner in our trivia question?
Two winners, right?
Two already, maybe a wieners. The answer was Leon Russell. I think we can give away another pair of Ben Vaughn tickets. I have to think of a question. Why?
Yeah.
Hey, so Dennis handed me this thing here. Turn in, tune on, drop out. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Whatever order. Now, the order is kind of important, I think.
I think so, too.
If you read the song titles.
Because if you do it, suppose you dropped out before you turned on, you'd fall right on your face. Right? Let's check this out.
Oh, yeah, it's a soundtrack. Tell them what it is. It's a soundtrack to...
Whoa!
What's going on? I can't hear it.
Put the headphones on. This is called All Girls Are Yours. I guess this is kind of Den's theme.
Rest quietly.
Tim Leary.
Dormant seed light. Buried in moist earth.
Sounds like a Diver Dan episode.
Rest. Buried in moist earth. Drift. Single cell.
Should we go to Freak Out? It's shorter.
Yeah, try Freak Out. The liner notes are better, actually. It describes, he sees like a vision of all the women he's ever had or ever wanted to have and goes through all the whole experience. And then, of course, it turns into Freak Out where the nude woman becomes a skeleton and he screams in horror.
Poor Tim.
I've been through it.
Yeah. Hey, who was at the door?
Glory.
Oh, she hasn't lost her keys?
How about
anyway,
that?
Sal, don't you have a news story for us?
Sal, Quad has one. Sal has one.
I have the Long Island Police Force in action. 11 hours after this man was released from jail, he was selling $20 worth of crack to two undercover police about 300 miles away. And when the police displayed the money, Mr. Grains, that's his name, Tracy Gaines, 22 years old. This is 300 miles from where he got out of prison that morning. When the police displayed the money, Mr. Grains reached through the window and tried to grab it. In the ensuing struggle, Mr. Grains went through the window, fought with the two officers, and one officer removed his revolver and shot Mr. Grains in the buttocks 3 times.
Ooh, bummer.
Mr. Grains was thrown back into jail and was charged with assaulting police officers and robbery. The authorities said.
That little taste of freedom.
Not to mention
11 hours. 10 o'clock in the morning out of jail.
How long was
it? 9 o'clock back in.
10 o'clock in the morning, one a-hole. 4 o'clock in the morning, four of them.
He was 22 years old.
How long had he been in?
They didn't really get into his history. Just those 11 hours.
What do I do? Oh, get some crack
and make
some money.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're in a depressed economy. Sal, you got one from the animal desk?
Yeah, because instead of shooting him, you know where, they could have just gotten a snapping turtle. This really happened. Where were the crime-fighting, pizza-munching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when Domino's delivery man Troy Brewer really needed them? Well, he was at a payphone when he was robbed by a pair of thieves armed with a snapping turtle.
Now, I think we can really save a lot of lives if they just arm the police with snapping turtles instead of guns.
I mean, what were they doing? They held the turtle up? Or they had it on the...
Stuffed it down his pants, maybe.
Here we go. That sucker was going to bite me, he said. They put him right up to my face. The toothsome turtle didn't nip the flustered delivery man. Boy, nice copy here. But those wielding the turtle got away with his money pouch containing about $50. Don't move or you're going to get bit, Brewer said the robbers told him. Well, where are those heroes on a half shell when you need them?
Wow. Snapping turtle. Makes a good weapon.
Yeah.
I think you're better off if you bash
like
somebody.
Creature.
If you beat somebody over the head with a snapping turtle, you might be better off.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got some time left, right? We got a half an hour left. We can fit in some more records here. Here's one of those great chess artists that hasn't won any awards yet. We're talking about, that's right, folks, Mr. Bobby Tuggle.
Do you love me? $64,000 question. I never took a walk to school. I'm just a plain old doggone fool. Come on, honey, I'm in a hustle. What do you want? Brain or muscle? Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. I can't spell those big long words. Don't know much about these birds. Come on, honey, tell me quick. This long waiting is making me sick. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. I can't boil a pot of tea. From soup to nuts, you're it for me. Can't cook a cake or bake a potato. But honey, you're right to me. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. Plenty of guys named Sam. What they can do, I can do better than. As them that can, them that can't. What do you want, a minor man? Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. Tell her nothing, baby, let me know. Got another girl, just ran to go. She'll sell for a big Cadillac. She don't want no smart time. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question.
Marcus, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
I'm hoping and hoping and hoping that it won't be long. I'm hoping and hoping and hoping that it won't be long. Well, I ain't been right, baby, since you've been gone. Tommy T, Tommy T, Tommy T, la T, Tommy T. Well, I know right now you're the girl for me. Tommy T, Tommy T, Tommy T, come back to me. Tommy T, Lotte, Tommy T, come back to me. Well, come back, baby, and set my poor heart free.
You slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Bacon fat. It go.
Bless it.
Help yourself, young'un. Then you go. But the chicken was never like this. Yes. Feel like I want to holler, but the town's too small. I mess it. DJ. His name was Kane. He lived down Tennessee way. I say, hey man, what is this new kind of jump where you wind up twice then you end up with a bump? He say, dig daddy, it's a natural fact. It's a sweeping the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go. Entertain the people, young'un. Help yourself. Have mercy.
Pretty's also makes brassieres. They come in three sizes, medium, large, and G. Monetti.
Tell me, pretty baby, who is fooling you? Tell me, pretty baby, who is fooling you? I wanna get you straight, baby. Don't like the way you do. Once you said you love me, that's the way I thought it would be. Once you said you love me, that's the way I thought it would be. Knowing you're going around with another fella must be for him, not for me.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Back in the jungle.
Right, here we are. The entire Hound family. That was Del Graham. Wake with it. Big boy Miles, who's been fooling you?
Well, yeah, let me bend over.
Hey, it wasn't supposed to go on yet. Big Daddy and the Boys, Bacon Fat, Roscoe Gordon, Tummer T, and Bobby Tuggle, the $64,000 question. Anyway, we got any more news here? We got
tons.
I know we got
news.
Something.
Tons.
Tons.
Well, there's a major controversy erupting in New York City.
So to speak.
Yeah. The Empire State Building plans to salute gays with lavender color lights. Homosexuals hailed the plan while conservative groups said it is an insult to the city. The top of the Empire State Building will be illuminated in lavender from June 22nd to 24th in honor of Lesbian and Gay Pride Week. A spokesman for the World Famous Building.
Excuse me, but I think in keeping with the times, maybe they should have a lavender condom draped
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah, one big one over.
Safe sex.
Drive me to Newark.
What's wrong with this card deck? This is what's supposed to happen.
A spokesman for the Empire State Building said, "We hope our participating will help end the kind of ignorance that breeds mindless prejudice."
But we want mindful thinking prejudices.
But other groups, like the American Family Association of Hoboken, New Jersey, called it parading sin before our faces and asked that the ungodly...
They don't have to look our way. They can look the other way.
Right, exactly. Hoboken. The ungodly display. That's what they just... Yeah. Must be canceled.
Some of us get offended when we go to Maxwell's and see nothing but women in wearing army boots.
Yeah. The Cardinal has yet to...
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
But it's going to go through, so everyone look up on June 22nd to 24th. Lavender Empire State Building.
They've been fighting for that for 6 years, apparently.
Isn't that the same color they use for St. Patrick, St. Columbus Day?
No.
The purple stripe down the street for the Italian-American thing?
Oh, yeah, sure,
thing.
On the street.
Yeah, so maybe there'll be like a Bensonhurst West Village rumble for who has the rights to purple.
I think there might be a conflict, too, because in the same... page of the paper, they said they were going to honor Nelson Mandela's visit on the same dates with different colors, like yellow, black, and green, or red.
Yellow, black, and green. That's the African National Congress flag.
On the same day.
It'll be flashing.
Alternating.
Alternating.
Yeah. Well, hell, they should let them light up the Empire State Building. It's their day.
Really?
I mean, it's New York. It's their place.
Yeah, open
the
rain. Tons of them.
Anyway. Bo Diddley's in the news, and I don't understand why. But
he has any idea?
Oh, yeah, well, he's bitching and moaning. But, you know, it made the AP news wires, and he was on 10-10 wins on ET. Basically, he's just bitching that he didn't get any money, you know. He said, "I have no bitterness against Elvis or anything, but Elvis copied me. I used to say I wouldn't do anything about it when they found it, you know, blah, blah, blah." I think Elvis probably, you know, would have done it without seeing Bo Diddley, you know. I mean, it's not like Elvis said, "Hey, look at what Bo Diddley's doing. I think I'll get into that."
So Bo wants points on Elvis?
No, what he says is that Elvis copied his leg shaking from Bo Diddley. That's a little, I mean, lots of people ripped off Bo Diddley, you know, The Who, Bruce Springsteen, Buddy Holly, Johnny Otis, Elvis Costello, George Michael, you know.
Maybe he was a little miffed that, like, Clapton and Keith Richards got a Living Legend Award before he did.
Well, I don't blame him, but, you know, I'll tell you one thing. Bo basically blew it himself, because what it doesn't mention in this article is that in the mid-70s, Bo sold all his publishing rights and songwriting rights to his songs for $30,000, which Chuck Berry didn't do. Chuck Berry, being a very astute businessman, is a billionaire today from his songs. If Bo hadn't sold his songs, any aspiring young songwriters out there, don't ever sell your songs. Don't ever get rid of your publishing, because it'll always make money for you.
That's
even
where
if they're not hits now, you never know. It can show up on a TV show. Can show up in a movie, you'll make a fortune. Just don't let anybody talk you out of your songs, because you'll end up like Bo, bitching and moaning about it. Claremont, California, and one more story. It rained 9 days after an Indian water ceremony, and Three Valleys Municipal Water District officials coping with a four-year drought are very impressed. This is not very far from Oregon, where they banned the Indians' use of peyote.
Oh, that was a story. That was a Supreme Court story that I was trying to remember.
That's an old one.
Right, well, it came up again, and the court, again, refused to rehear it.
Just on a reservation they refused?
Well, it's the whole thing with using peyote, illegal rituals, substances in religious rituals. Anyway.
Tony Romero, a 67-year-old patriarch of the Chumash Reservation in Santa Ynez, said it wasn't exactly a rain dance, but close enough.
A couple of guys were drunk.
They made $1,000 and they did make it rain. Pretty good, guys.
Way to go.
Too. Hail the chief.
All right, we got some time for a few more records. Speaking of Bo Diddley, let's let's get the last of the requests out of the way, and we can start off with a Bo Diddley record because he's bitching and moaning. Had this, if this was a non-profit station, we don't have to pay the one penny mechanicals that you pay to publishers. But if this was a commercial station, Bo, you still wouldn't be getting your penny out of this one. Sorry.
Addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addicted. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
Long, long day. Yeah, I want my loving at the close of a long, long day. just that way. Baby, come on, baby, let's rock it down the railroad track. Yeah, come on, baby, let's rock it down the railroad track. If the train comes along, we ain't never coming back. Baby, let's run. Let's roll, baby.
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 Let's roll, baby. Let's roll, baby.
Groovy boy, I'd like to strap you on sometime.
I'm gonna hit, begin and split, coming back home to you. I'm gonna hit, begin and split, there's nothing left for me to do. Nobody else can take the place of you. My baby's not here with me. Yes, I've got the blues. My baby's not here with me. She's a little bitty chicken and I'm never gonna let her be. You better love me, baby. Love me a long, long time. Love me, baby. Love me a long, long time. Cause I'm coming back home and I'm really gonna make you mine. I'm gonna hit and get and split, coming back home to you. I'm gonna hit and get and split, nothing left for me to do. Cause nobody else can take the place of you.
Man, you're on an eco trip.
take a rest. Now be missed, she's got the blues. She lets me wear my long clothes. She's so freaked all right.
Now what's wrong with the cart deck? Hey, somebody fix it. Meanwhile, back in your mammy's ass. That's it. This wraps it up. That was Wilbert Harrison in the Tropical Shakedown. We heard Jack Scott Greaseball. Young Jesse hit Getting Split, alternate take. Sid King and his five strings let her roll. Bo Diddley, I'm looking for a woman.
And like some money.
Yeah. All right, I'd like to thank Guad, today's chauffeur, Miss Sally, the dinosaur. Next Saturday night, don't forget the Ogner benefit over at Maxwell's. We're not going to be here next Saturday. We're burnt out. Lori S. is up next.
Be the festive hound.
Yeah, Lori S. is up next, and the Lord, the Crick, in 2 weeks, we'll be back. WFMU, East Orange.
I know, you come in right after that.